It was one of the largest blackouts in history. Now, nearly 11 months after Hurricane Maria plunged Puerto Rico into darkness, officials there say they are done restoring the island's power. As NPR's Adrian Florido reports, they just flipped the switch on the final home.
It was in the mountains outside of Ponce, in the south of Puerto Rico, in a remote community called Realanon. The home of Jasmine Mendez and Charlie Colon had the distinction of being among the last. Colon turned on a lamp. No more lanterns, Colon said. No more candles. And with that, Puerto Rico's electric utility, PREPA, announced that its work restoring power to the island was done. It took almost a year, tens of thousands of new poles, thousands of miles of wire, and help from two federal agencies. The restoration was plagued by scandal and delays. It cost some $3 billion. And now that it's done, experts agree the power grid is just as fragile as before the hurricane. This morning, José Ortiz, the fifth CEO to head the power utility since the storm, was offering a reality check on local radio station WKAQ. Some homes still don't have power because they're damaged, he said. A few because they're near federal land to which he doesn't have access. And everyone else?
Estoy tratando de explicar simple la situación para que todo el público entienda.
I'm trying to explain this simply so everyone understands, he said. This was a lot of patchwork just so we could get the lights back on. Now, he said, we have to do it right. Ortiz said that over the next 6 months, many communities will have their power cut again so workers can fortify repairs that were done in a hurry and not very well. Another priority, Ortiz said, is to actually bring light to Puerto Rico. Though the power is back on, many tourist zones, highways, and residential streets still go dark at sundown because light bulbs are out.
Vamos a regarnos por todo Puerto Rico. Las brigadas que estaban poniendo luz, pues muchas de ellas se van a dedicar ahora a poner iluminación.
Many of the crews that have been restoring power, Ortiz said, will now begin restoring illumination. He said the utility needs 100,000 bulbs for that. It just placed an order for 20,000. Adrian Florido, NPR News, San Juan, Puerto Rico.